Hey, everyone. This is Peggy Cal Enderle, and you're listening to the Ministry During the Disruption podcast. Today, my guest is Dr. Chelsea Salas-Tam, university alum from the University of California, Davis. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, Peggy.
So you just finished med school. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And at the same time, what a time in history to be finishing med school.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been going for you as you think about starting residency?
Oh, boy. It's kind of sad because I feel like I don't have a lot of closure.
Mm.
So we didn't have a match day ceremony, and we don't get a graduation ceremony either, at least in person. And so that kind of hit me pretty hard. And we have an online graduation that's happening at the end of May, but of course, that's not the same.
It's not the same. I bet a lot of undergrad seniors are experiencing the same exact thing as you.
Right, I can imagine.
So you're entering into residency. Where are you going to be and what will you be doing?
So I start residency in June, and I will be doing my residency in family medicine and staying in Philadelphia, where I did my medical school.
How are you feeling about starting?
Oh, I feel nervous. Also excited. The end of fourth year in general is supposed to be very fun and relaxing. And that's usually the time when you go on like trips and vacations. And so I think in prepping for residency, it kind of feels like limbo in a way, because it would have been nice to have this vacation, this break, and then to go into residency feeling refreshed and ready. But I feel like I'm just kind of in this strange lull. I'm excited, but just nervous thinking about what to expect because of coronavirus.
As a new doctor and thinking about being in the health profession, how do you see your faith integrating with practicing medicine?
It's a really good question, Peggy. I've thought about this a lot in the last 4 years of school. I think a big part of why I chose to go into medicine was because of my faith. And I think seeing how Jesus relates to people and cares for people who are suffering, people who are sick, and comes alongside them, that really informs how I view medicine in general. So at this time with Corona and starting residency, I think something I've been thinking a lot about is how we just don't have all the answers as humans and as doctors, and how a lot of times I will feel pretty limited in what I can do for people. But I think my faith kind of shows me how healing isn't always just curing a person, but I think the way that Jesus shows compassion with people and people who are sick is sometimes more important than the act of curing someone.
And I imagine sick people aren't always the easiest to show compassion to, because they're ailing and sometimes our worst comes out when we're hurt or injured. Do you have a story in your rotation where you interacted with a patient and just felt the Holy Spirit giving you some direction on how to care for that person?
Something that comes to mind, one patient that I remember having during my medicine rotation, where you're in the hospital and you're taking care of patients who have been admitted and are there for a few days until they can be discharged to go home. And one of them was this older gentleman who I was meeting for the first time, and I was doing something called rounding in the morning. So that's when you see them really early, like 6:30 a.m. They're sick, they're tired, and you're usually tired too. And when I went to go in, sometimes when you round on patients, you're just kind of going through the motions, like, all right, I need to ask these questions, and listen to their heart, lungs, boom, get out. And when I was in there and he was telling me how he was doing, and he said, well, I'm doing all right, but my mouth hurts. And immediately, I just kind of go into autopilot and I'm like, okay, good. And he was like, what? I just said my mouth hurts. Like, you're obviously not listening to me. All you want to do is get in here and get out. So go ahead and do what you got to do.
Wow.
And really, that shook me for a moment. And I thought, oh no, I was completely not listening to him. And so I sat down on the chair next to him and I said, I'm so sorry. I completely was just in full on autopilot and I wasn't listening to you. Can I try that again? And he said, oh, yeah, sure. And I think we were both kind of taken aback by both our responses. And so I asked him again, I apologized, listened to how he was doing. And it made our interaction so much better afterward to just acknowledge my mistake and how I just wasn't listening. Initially, I wanted to be like, yeah, I kind of do have to get in here and get out because I only have so much time. But I think that is just a way I feel that Jesus and my faith informs me is to be a good listener and to say sorry when I have hurt someone. And I think that can be hard for doctors because we want to be right all the time. We want to be good all the time. We always want to be doing the right thing. So that was something that had happened. And we were both able to part ways after that visit on such a better note. And we had way more trust after that.
Yeah. And I think there's something about being a doctor where you are the expert. You're not to be questioned. And you don't always associate humility with doctors.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like in being present with this patient, you were humble enough to ask for a do-over in a way that also surprised the guy.
I'm grateful for that small moment because I think afterward, I definitely tried to slow down a little bit more with each patient. And I'm like still a med student in a way, so I can only imagine how much harder it gets going through training.
So it seems like we're in such a unique time, especially from a health perspective. And I imagine there's a number of people starting med school this fall. What words of encouragement do you have for them, especially for those who are trying to integrate faith and the practice of medicine?
So, Peggy, you know that I found a church here in Philly, and they're actually one of the reasons why my husband and I wanted to stay for residency. And I've been so grateful for them. And I've been also really grateful for, as I mentioned, like Christian mentors in medicine, Christian physicians who've just been able to guide me. And so I think even though it's really hard, being able to find a good community, a good church, and a good community of mostly physicians who've gone before you through this whole process, I think that was just a huge part of my journey and how I was able to get through medical school, not just like trying to claw my way through and survive, but to actually try to thrive in a way.
Chelsea, thanks for joining me on the podcast today and showing vulnerability, openness, humility as you're entering somewhat of the unknown and just to be able to share some of your stories and how God's preparing you for this next section of your career.
Thanks for having me, Peggy.